Jeremiah chapter 1. My name is Jeremiah. I am a priest, and my father Hilkiah and everyone else in my family are from Anathon in the territory of the Benjamin tribe. This book contains the things that the Lord told me to say. The Lord first spoke to me in the 13th year of Josiah, that Josiah was king of Judah. And he continued to speak to me during the rule of Josiah's son, Jehoiakim. The last time the Lord spoke to me was on the 5th month of the 11th year that Josiah's son, Zedekiah, was king. That was also when the people of Jerusalem were taken away as prisoners. The Lord said, Jeremiah, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. I replied, I am not a good speaker, Lord, and I am too young. Don't say you're too young, the Lord answered. If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. And when I tell you what to say, don't leave out a word. I promise to be with you and to keep you safe, so don't be afraid. The Lord reached out his hand, and he touched my mouth and said, I am giving you the words to say. I am sending you with authority to speak to the nations for me. You will tell them of doom and destruction, and of rising and rebuilding again. The Lord showed me something in a vision. Then he asked, What do you see, Jeremiah? I answered, A branch of almonds that ripen early. That's right, the Lord replied, and I always rise early to keep a promise. Then the Lord showed me something else and asked, What do you see now? I answered, I see a pot of boiling water in the north, and it's about to spill out towards us. The Lord said, I will pour out destruction all over the land. Just watch while I send for the kings of the north. They will attack and capture Jerusalem and other towns, then set up thrones at the gates of Jerusalem. I will punish my people because they are guilty of turning from me to worship idols. Jeremiah, get ready. Go and tell the people what I have commanded you to say. Don't be frightened by them, or I will make you terrified while they watch. My power will make you strong like a fortress or a column of iron or a wall of bronze. You will oppose all of Judah, including its kings and leaders, its priests and people. They will fight back, but they won't win. I, the Lord, give my word. I won't let them harm you.
Think about what God wants you to do in your life. Pray. Thank God that he promises to be with us and to keep us safe. Don't be afraid.